Around the world, all eyes are on the American public as they go to polls Tuesday to vote for the next president of the United States, the world's only superpower. Perhaps never before have U.S. presidential elections generated so much global interest. Here in Europe, a good 6 to 9 hours ahead of the U.S., television viewers will be treated Tuesday to all-night election specials in a myriad of languages, while families, pubs, restaurants, and public meeting halls are dimming the lights to watch the coverage live. Well, in the last-minute flurry of pre-election campaigning, though, one of the issues that has not caught much attention is how Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain stand on gay marriage. Does it really matter? Well, Richard McCord, who heads the Office for Laity, Marriage, Family, and Youth for the U.S. Catholic Bishops, explained to Emer McCarthy why the issue should not simply be swept to the wayside.
In the United States, most all of the legislation regarding marriage exists at the state level. So we have no one single federal law defining or governing marriage. But that having been said, there are currently two states, Massachusetts and California, that allow same-sex marriage by that name. There are 9 states that allow or recognize either civil unions or domestic partnerships of one sort or another. There are nearly 40 states, I think about 42 states when that last count, that have specific laws that prohibit same-sex marriage, again, by that name, under that title. And there are 27 states that have amended their state constitution to define marriage as the union of a man and a woman, and to exclude, therefore, the marriage of two persons of the same sex, or the union of two persons of the same sex, being recognized as marriage. When people are asked in surveys and polls about their opinion, a little more than half, around 53 or 54%, say they are opposed to same-sex marriage. However, 40-some percent of people will say that they favor some sort of legal recognition for the union of two persons of the same sex, whether it might be some kind of partnership or domestic arrangement or whatever.
In your answer there, you quite frequently referred to marriage being known in that name. So what does marriage mean?
Marriage is essentially a conjugal union of one man and one woman. It's a union that brings them together to create a very specific and unique community. And out of that union, within that community, the two purposes of marriage are served, namely to exchange mutual love and affection, and secondly, to allow for the procreation and nurturing and education of children. Quite simply, this is what marriage has been from the beginning. This institution of marriage has a truth embedded within it that we can discover by natural reason, and therefore we invoke natural law or approach to this topic first and foremost. And it's based upon something which is obvious to all, and that is sexual complementarity of a man and a woman. That's something that simply cannot be denied, that must be reckoned with, and that holds within it a very basic truth about the human person and about human existence, and therefore about the purpose of marriage and how it serves the common good.
Do you think sometimes that people forget why men and women get married and have children? Do you feel there's a kind of a sliding consciousness over the idea of marriage itself?
I think so, particularly in, I just simply speak for our country, the country I know best. Over the past several decades, a generation or so, there's been a blurring, a very fundamental blurring about the meaning of marriage. And I look at it in this way. I think what we have going on is a kind of contest, a kind of opposition between two ideas of marriage. The first idea of marriage is what I referred to a moment ago when I called it a conjugal union. This is our Catholic understanding and our Catholic teaching about the nature and purpose of marriage. However, that model or that understanding of marriage, I think, is being contested today by another one, and that's the model or understanding of marriage that I think of, and I simply call marriage as a close interpersonal union. or a close relationship. In that model, what is emphasized is that marriage is an adult relationship that is primarily, if not exclusively, to serve the interests of happiness and fulfillment of the two adult partners who come together. It is, therefore, largely an instrumental, utilitarian kind of union that serves people's needs, that serves adult needs, and when it ceases to do that, then people are inclined to declare it to be over with, and I think we've seen the rise of divorce and the effects of divorce certainly in accord with that. So I think, yes, there is a kind of fundamental blurring or confusion that's been creeping into our social and individual consciousness about exactly what is marriage, what makes it unique, why should we preserve it as such, and why, therefore, can only a man and a woman enter it. I think that's really what's at stake here, and what I'm trying to encourage people to do is simply to think deeply about the meaning and the truth of marriage before jumping to the conclusion that we ought to recognize the human rights or the civil rights of homosexual persons by allowing them to marry, and therefore really fundamentally redefining what marriage is.
A very interesting point. In one of the first public meetings of the presidential candidates, John McCain and Barack Obama in August, the very first public debate between the two candidates was on issues of faith. And the question of same-sex unions did come up, with Barack Obama saying he was for same-sex civil unions and John McCain saying he was for the preservation of the traditional idea of marriage. Is gay marriage going to be an issue?
I don't think it will be a major issue. Both candidates have, in many ways, quite similar opinions on the topic. When I last looked into this, it seemed to me that both were saying, essentially, that they, first of all, wanted to uphold the meaning of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And secondly, that both of them said that they also could endorse in some way other arrangements for homosexual persons. Barack Obama, for example, says that he personally believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman, but he also says that equality is a moral imperative for gay and lesbian persons. And John McCain says he thinks that marriage should be between a man and a woman. However, that it should be left to each of the states to regulate that. So I think it's still a bit ambiguous as to what both of them are saying and if, in fact, they do radically differ one from another.
Does it really just come down to the difference in the meaning of a word? Is it all just in a word? Same-sex, civil unions, marriage. I mean, we understand the church cannot possibly support gay marriage. Does the church support the idea of same-sex civil unions?
It's not just a word, but it's important, I think, to emphasize that words have meanings and that the meanings really need to be thought about deeply and extensively. I think we've talked in this conversation about the church's understanding, and it's not just the Catholic Church's understanding. It's also shared by other people, by Christians, by non-Christians, and so forth, that marriage has an integrity, has a meaning that is limited by the conjugal nature of the union, by the fact that the union is built upon and based upon sexual complementarity. Because that meaning, that truth is embedded in the reality, you don't just simply redefine it, change its name, extend its name, broaden out its name to include many other kinds of arrangements and situations in society. I think that's what we're trying to say. Also, I think it should be pointed out, too, that church teaching, and this has been expressed in several documents that have come from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith and so forth, also opposes other kinds of unions between persons of the same sex that imitate, in a full and complete sense, marriage, by recognizing that union as being able to have all the rights and benefits that married people have. Because once you do that, then you basically say there's no difference between these two, and therefore the word marriage doesn't have any specific and unique meaning by itself.
Richard McCord heads the Office for Laity, Marriage, Family, and Youth for the U.S. Catholic Bishops' Conference.